All year long on Alabama Public Radio, we've been looking at water. Specifically, the APR News team is reporting on the condition of Alabama's water supply and the health of our rivers. Alabama, by reputation, gets a generous amount of rainfall every year, but what happens when there's not enough rain, or when it falls at the wrong time for farmers? APR's Pat Duggins reports supporters of irrigation say it's a possible way for Alabama's agriculture industry to make some more money when the crops come in.
The rumble of tractors means harvest time is coming at the D River Ranch near Aliceville. If you want to see the whole farm, you need a truck.
We produce corn, soybeans, wheat. We had some wheat this year. We have cattle, timber.
Annie D, that's D-E-E, has run this 10,000-acre farm for 26 years.
We're actually looking, we're talking with a company that's trying to develop a bamboo business in the Black Belt of Alabama, which is quite interesting.
4 years ago, a big change happened. In 2011, Dee decided to set up an irrigation system similar to the one you're hearing now, but just on a few acres.
We made over 100 bushel more corn where we had irrigation than where we didn't. So it didn't take us very long to figure out we better get irrigation everywhere that we could.
The argument that got Dee going came from a cluttered office at the University of Alabama in Huntsville.
Well, it is ironic. Most of my background is in mathematics and turbulence and things like that.
Dr. Dick McNider works in a building UAH shares with NASA. He teaches atmospheric science. A few years ago, he began studying rainfall in Alabama and the economics of farming. McNider says it's been a losing battle for the state.
We're down to 10% of the corn that we've planted in 1950. We're down to 15 to 20% of the cotton we grew in 1950.
McNider blames one habit. He says most Alabama farmers rely on rainfall to water their crops.
Alabama, despite having probably more water resources than almost any state, lags almost the whole country in the amount of irrigated acreage that we have.
Specifically, Alabama irrigates about 100,000 acres of farmland. Mississippi, on the other hand, irrigates over 1 million acres, and Georgia 1.5 million more. McNider says competing agriculture states with less rainfall invested in irrigation, and that, he says, hurt farmers in Alabama.
Under rain-fed conditions, we can't compete with Iowa and Illinois in terms of soybeans and corn. But when we irrigate, we can actually beat them in terms of profit.
For example, a rain-fed acre of corn brings in about 140 bushels. McNider says an irrigated acre brings in 90 bushels more.
And in some sense, that the 140 bushels on average for that you might get for rain-fed corn almost barely covers your expenses. And so getting that extra 90 bushels is where your profit is.
And that brings us back to Annie D.
Here where the water isn't reaching, the plants are pretty stressed. They're yellow. They're not green like they should be. And they're going to really be limited in their yield.
Dee's farm gets rain between November and March. The catch is her soybean and corn crops grow between April and September when it's dry. Dee's answer was to dig her own reservoir.
Okay, at the deepest place, it's 50 feet deep. The average depth is 17 feet, but the deepest place, it's 50 feet deep.
The reservoir fills up during the rainy season, and then her irrigation system pumps that water out to her thirsty fields later in the year. Supporters of irrigation say that's fine, but it's only part of a statewide problem.
It's not that we don't have plenty of water, particularly groundwater. It's just that we don't manage it very well.
Marlon Cook is with the Alabama Geological Survey. He leads a team to find new groundwater sources in the state. One main criticism for irrigation is that a lot of Alabamians can't use the water. Cook says it's due to something called riparian law. It's a type of British common law that went into effect in Alabama in the late 1800s.
And that is that if you have land that is directly adjacent to a water source, either groundwater underneath or surface water on your property, you can use it as long as you use it reasonably.
That raises one obvious question.
What is reasonable use?
Riparian law can leave farmers without waterfront property high and dry, so to speak. Critics say landowners who have water rights can't even give their thirsty landlocked neighbors permission to run a pipe across their property to a lake or stream. Even the state of Alabama says a change may be overdue.
That's currently a topic that's being investigated.
That's Lance LaFleur. He's head of Alabama's Department of Environmental Management. LaFleur says support is building to do away with riparian law, but it would take complaints from major players to make that happen.
If the situation arises where the uncertainty of the riparian system is a negative on industrial development in the state, then the state's best interest would be served by having a formal water policy.
But even if state water policy changes, farmers still face another obstacle. That's the cost of irrigation, up to $1,000 per acre just to get started. The state of Alabama offers tax credits to help out, but Annie Dee says some of her neighbors have been hurt.
Locally, people have been drilling wells, and sometimes they're not getting enough water pressure. They're not getting enough gallons a minute to irrigate what they need to irrigate, so there's a risk with that.
Still, irrigation has its fans, including smaller operations.
What I do.
Annie Dee farms 10,000 acres. William Kendrick gets by with just four.
We're going at sweet peas. We're going to do some watermelons, some sugar babies. We're going to do some. We're going to do some more cucumbers. We're going to put a second group of cucumbers in. I said carrots, right? And we may do some small tomatoes and greens for sure. We're going to do some greens.
Kendrick lives in the town of Sawyerville, just south of Tuscaloosa. He was quick to drill a well to irrigate the crops that he sells at local farmers' markets. Kendrick says it just made good business sense.
City water does not grow as fast. For some reason, we just seen it happen. It just doesn't grow. We had a garden up front, and we were putting the water from the city, from the county water. It didn't grow our plants as fast as our natural water that comes out of the ground.
And Kendrick says he gladly paid the $1,000 per acre cost of digging his own well and setting up irrigation pipes. He says he couldn't afford not to. There may be some hope on the horizon for supporters of irrigation in Alabama. An advisory panel set up by Governor Robert Bentley is looking at better ways to use the state's water resources. One possible change could apply to riparian law and how farmers get access to the state's rivers and streams. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Sawyerville.